Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Impossible Subjects, Illegal Aliens, and the Making of Modern America by May M. Nye is a landmark history of how the United States produced the category of the illegal alien and how that category reshaped politics, law, and everyday life. Focusing on the 20th century, Nye shows that illegality is not simply a matter of border crossing or individual wrongdoing, but a legal and political status created through immigration restriction, racial thinking, labor demands, and national security concerns. The updated edition situates the book within continuing debates about enforcement, belonging, and citizenship, while preserving its core argument modern, American identity and state power were forged through the management of migration. Drawing on policy history and social history, the book connects federal legislation, administrative practices, and court decisions to the experiences of migrants and their communities. It is widely cited for explaining why some groups became deportable outsiders while others gained pathways to inclusion, and for clarifying the lasting consequences of those choices for modern America. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, inventing the illegal alien as a modern legal category. A central contribution of the book is its explanation of how illegality became a durable and widely recognized social fact. Nye argues that the illegal alien is not a timeless figure, but a modern invention, produced when the federal government built a more restrictive immigration regime and expanded its capacity to classify, surveil, and remove people. The book traces how numerical quotas, documentary requirements, and new bureaucratic procedures turned many migrants into people without lawful status, even when they were responding to U.S. labor demand or had deep ties to American communities. By emphasizing law as a creator of social categories, the book shifts attention from moralized stories of rule-breaking to the ways rules are constructed and unevenly applied. It also shows how immigration control became a key site where the state defined national membership, drawing lines between desirable and undesirable, assimilable and unassimilable. This framework helps readers understand why the meaning of illegality expands and contracts with policy change, and why debates about enforcement often mask deeper conflicts over race, labor, and national identity. Secondly, the national origins quota system and racialized membership. Guy situates 20th century restriction within a broader architecture of racial hierarchy, with particular attention to the national origins quota system that shaped immigration from the 1920s until the mid-1960s. The book explains how quotas were presented as neutral tools of selection while functioning as mechanisms that favored certain European populations and excluded or drastically limited others. This policy regime did more than regulate numbers. It encoded ideas about who could become American and under what conditions. By connecting legislative debates, administrative practice, and public discourse, Nye shows how restriction became a method of nation building that treated some groups as inherently foreign, regardless of their years in the United States. The analysis highlights how race operated through ostensibly technical categories, such as nationality, documentation, and admissibility, and how those categories could be reworked to respond to economic and political pressures. This topic also clarifies why later reforms did not erase earlier patterns overnight. The structures and assumptions created by quotas influenced subsequent enforcement strategies, civic belonging, and the way immigration has been debated as a question of cultural compatibility rather than equal rights. Thirdly, border enforcement, Mexican migration, and the production of deportability. The book pays close attention to the U.S. Mexico border as a crucial arena where modern immigration enforcement took shape and where illegality became a mass condition. Guy shows that Mexican migration was often welcomed when employers needed labor and criminalized when political pressures demanded control, creating a system in which migrants could be simultaneously recruited and rendered deportable. This tension produced an enforcement apparatus focused on circular labor migration, policing, and removal, while leaving limited stable legal pathways for many workers and families. The book explains how enforcement practices created vulnerability as a governing tool. People without secure status could be disciplined in the workplace, deterred from civic participation, and separated from their communities through the constant possibility of deportation. By treating deportability as a lived condition rather than a single event, Nye links immigration policy to labor relations and social stratification. The analysis also helps readers understand the long arc behind contemporary border debates, including why increased enforcement can coexist with persistent unauthorized migration, and why legal categories alone do not capture the human realities of mobility, settlement, and family formation. Fourthly, war, security, and the expansion of state power over migrants. Guy demonstrates that moments of war and national security crisis accelerated the growth of federal power to regulate non-citizens and redefine belonging. The book explores how wartime measures and security politics broaden the state's capacity to detain, exclude, and remove people, often justified through narratives of loyalty, subversion, and internal threat. These periods reveal how immigration control became intertwined with policing and intelligence, shaping not only who could enter but also the rights and protections available to people already present. Guy emphasizes that the targets of heightened scrutiny were not determined solely by individual conduct. They were shaped by racialization, geopolitics, and the perceived foreignness of certain communities. The book also underscores the legal and administrative precedents set during crisis, which can persist long after the emergency ends and become normalized tools of governance. This topic helps readers see immigration policy as part of the broader history of the modern American state, where security rationales can narrow civil liberties and where the boundary between immigrant regulation and domestic governance becomes increasingly blurred. Lastly, citizenship, rights, and the uneven paths to inclusion. Another key theme is the unstable relationship between presence, contribution, and membership. Guy shows that the United States has repeatedly relied on migrant labor and participation while restricting full inclusion through citizenship law, administrative discretion, and racialized norms of belonging. The book examines how different groups encountered distinct legal barriers and opportunities, producing uneven pathways to naturalization, family stability, and political voice. It highlights how categories such as alien, citizen, and national have been historically contingent and contested, and how courts and agencies play decisive roles in interpreting those categories. This focus illuminates why the struggle for rights often happens on multiple fronts: workplace protections, access to public benefits, freedom from arbitrary detention, and the ability to form secure families. Miai's analysis helps readers understand that immigration debates are not only about borders, but also about the internal boundaries of democracy, including who can claim protections and on what terms. By tracing these contested pathways, the book clarifies how modern America has been shaped by exclusion as much as by inclusion, and why reform is so politically fraught. This book is best for readers who want more than headlines about immigration students, educators, policy professionals, journalists, and general readers seeking a historically grounded explanation of why illegality exists and why it affects some communities more than others. It will also benefit readers interested in U.S. law, labor history, race and ethnicity, and the growth of federal administrative power. The practical value is clarity. By showing that illegal status is produced through policy choices, the book helps readers evaluate proposals about enforcement, legalization, and border security with a better grasp of likely consequences for families, workplaces, and civil liberties. It also encourages a more humane and realistic understanding of migration by connecting law to lived experience. Compared with many books that focus narrowly on contemporary politics or single crises, Nye offers a deeper framework that explains recurring patterns across decades, recruitment and exclusion, rights and vulnerability, security and belonging. That breadth makes it worth buying because it remains useful even as news cycles change. Readers come away with concepts and historical context that improve civic debate and sharpen critical thinking about modern America itself. If you would like to support MayMM, Guy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.